Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how we can survive the holiday season and inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on what to do when things become very overwhelming and stressful. So, first of all, I think in general, the holiday season is one of so much joy. For a lot of us, this is an opportunity to see family and friends and to have conversations that don't occur that often. But on the other hand, this can lead to a lot of overwhelming feelings, emotions, and experiences, and sometimes it's really difficult to know what to do in order to feel better. So I'm going to turn to one of my favorite sutras in Buddhism, the Mangala Sutra, which is essentially discourse on the highest blessings that we can experience in life. And the first line is essentially not to associate with the foolish, but to associate with the wise, and to honor those who are worthy of honor. This is the greatest blessing. So how does this passage actually relate to the holiday season? I think it very much sets a standard for who is deserving of your time and attention and who is not. While I absolutely advise on being polite, I think it's very important to refuse conversations with people that you know are potentially going to cause harm and hurt, not just for yourself, but those around you. And also knowing that when these occurrences start to happen, how do we pause? How do we stop? Because sometimes when we allow ourselves to be in those situations for too long, our feelings get in the way of action, and we're unable to truly move away in time. An example of this kind of situation happening, while it's not exactly a holiday party situation, happened to me today, where I essentially went to the gym, I didn't have my regular headphones, and the noise was just unbelievably loud. And I realized pretty quickly that I was no longer in the conditions to have a peaceful session at the gym, because the noise was too loud. I could not focus on my workout, and as a result, I decided to return home and finish my workout there. I think in all of that, the important thing to understand is that different environments are going to affect us differently. Normally, when I go to the gym, I feel pretty happy, focused, and ready to exercise, which I believe is essentially meditation for the body. And it allows the mind to relax. But because I wasn't in the right environment, with the right setting, which is essentially my headphones, which are noise canceling, I wasn't able to find myself in the right mindset to enjoy myself. And thus I removed myself from that situation in order to essentially reduce any more pain or exhaustion or frustration. And I think this kind of way of dealing with situations can be also done in situations at holiday parties or holiday gatherings where we also feel that sense of frustration. Maybe this is something as simple as just excusing yourself to go to the bathroom just to take a little breather, or to have an inscription of a quote that, or to have a song that's on your phone that's ready to be played, headphones in, whenever you feel that sense of fear or anger or sadness that is sometimes often triggered by specific people. But I think most of all, though, I think when you come into those situations knowing that these emotions are a possibility, when they arise, they're less surprising. And then as a result, you're able to deal with them more proactively than if you didn't. Overall, though, I think the holiday season in general just brings up a lot of past memories for us. It brings up a lot in terms of what we expect from others. And the easiest way to get entangled in all of these emotions and past thoughts is to not be aware of them. So I think essentially the beginning is to go in with an open mind, understanding that anything can happen, that people may not be as you expect them to be, and you may need to excuse yourself from situations. But if you go in with that mind ready to take care of yourself, your mental health, your spiritual health first and foremost, you're going to be better able to actually equip yourself with those techniques to relax in the moment and even to have the strength to remove yourself from situations if that is what is most important for your own mental health and safety. So overall, in general, the funny thing about Buddhism, just as kind of as we're rounding out this conversation, is that really the true greatest celebration in Buddhism is the joy that you feel in your heart. So maybe it is that you don't actually go to any gatherings, and the stress is that you're feeling alone and you're feeling very lonely in the season where lots of people are gathering. Well, this is the time to think about all the good things that you've done this year, all the accomplishments, all the kind words, kind actions, kind thoughts that you've experienced in your spiritual journey, and to feel gratitude that even in this holiday season, even if you're alone, you can feel warm and happy on the inside just by knowing that you have been an active citizen, an active spiritual citizen in your community, at least with the people around you, and appreciate yourself for all that you've done to move yourself forward in your spiritual journey and in life. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I absolutely apologize for it being late. It has been a very busy and trying time, but I'm always here and always happy to spend this time with you to talk a little bit about Buddhist philosophy and how we can make sure that we're moving towards light and away from darkness using Buddhist philosophy as inspiration. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I hope to see you again and to share more insights with you next week. Thank you.